superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The quarterback carousel I keep telling you about spins off its axis if Aaron Rodgers removes the linchpin.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If I come back, then what would be the contract? How much funny money is in there?
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. Author and host Bear Grylls. Still to come, Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air from Los Angeles, California. And this is all kinds of awesome that you're here with us on NBC Sports on Peacock, Sirius XM Channel 85. And for anybody listening on the terrestrial radio network, coast to coast, or Odyssey, or later on our podcast, we've got ourselves an in-studio guest of note. He is joining us courtesy of his friends at Pizza Hut, and he is a Dallas Cowboy of note, to say the least. Mm. The unanimous selection of Defensive Rookie of the Year, and definitely had a great run for Defensive Player of the Year, period. He is Micah Parsons. Good to see you, sir. How are you? Oh, you got to do right. You can stand up for him, TJ.
Well, my head will get cut off in my Daniel camera shot.
Okay. Oh, very good.
I just stay right here.
Good to see you.
How good are you? To see you, too.
Good to see you. This is great. Last time I saw you,
I was getting ready to get an award.
You were definitely getting ready to get an award. Your game face was on, I'll be honest with you. And I you could see the sign that's right here on my desk. Best dad ever. Mm-hmm. I've got three children. And I got to meet your boy Malcolm, right?
Yep.
Right there on the red carpet. And you had the look of somebody who's been cooped up with a three-year-old in a car in traffic for about an hour and a half.
Did I get that right? It was a combination of everything. It was a lot of people, a lot of nerves was going, I was real nervous and things like that.
You were?
I was nervous.
Okay, what were you nervous about?
There's a lot of awards that I was up for, so, I just didn't know which ones I was going to win for sure.
You wanted them. You wanted them all. You wanted to sweep them all.
I wanted them all.
Okay. All right. Because your boy came. Like, we were right in front of you, my wife and I, Susie, and we got to meet you guys. Look, there's a photograph right there. And I think Malcolm's showing my wife a boo-boo on his finger that was going on.
Sounds like him.
I'll be honest. There I am inspecting it as well. I didn't see anything on his hand either.
He's a magician with the ladies. You know what I'm saying? He obviously gets it from his dad. And, he really knows how to work them good. I tell you, even the girl that I had, he kind of works his magic and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. He's bad.
He's bad. In a good way, though.
In a very good way, very productive way. I can tell that's my son. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't lie about it. He's just proof. Every time I'm around him, that's my boy right there.
Beautiful, beautiful boy. Yeah. He was just a handsome kid, and he seemed like he was dominating that red carpet. He was dominating.
And naturally, too. Natural. He's going to be on the big screen one day.
Well, he definitely met at the point of attack. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That was definitely on the red carpet. It was a big night. So what'd you take away from Honors? You had fun?
I thought it was really cool. From my first experience, I never watched it on TV.
Okay.
Or nothing like that. But from my first experience, everyone that came out, all the celebs, all the players, mm-hmm. I thought it was a really cool event.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And what did you know that you were a unanimous selection? That you got all 50 votes?
I did not know I was unanimous. That was like surprising because when Defensive Player of the Year came up, it was like me, Donald, TJ.
Yeah.
And then when they came up, they just kind of walked up next to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I probably won, But when they was like unanimous and only played my clip, I was just like, nobody else.
Yeah, nobody else.
I didn't realize nobody else was there.
Nobody. Well, I mean, you kind of separated yourself, Micah. That is for sure. And we spoke on this show before you were getting drafted, and we were talking about it. And was the Cowboys were the team you wanted, right?
Yeah.
That's the one you wanted all along, correct?
Yeah.
And so when you finally got the call from Jerry Jones, what was that like for you?
Oh, man, it was, like, so surreal. Because I remember, like, mid-season and, you know, like, why everyone out there is like, like, you could be a top five guy. So I was like, cool. And, you know, me and my boy over there was like, you know, I go to Dallas, bro. Like, you know how fun it'll be, like, go to Dallas. And at that point, they was at, like, the fourth pick maybe. Like, they was like, they had, like, a top six pick. So I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I could fall to Dallas. I'm hearing things. Like, I could really go there. And then they had a draft. When I got drafted, I was like, yes, bro. Like, fine. Like, this is what I wanted. Like, I wanted to be at the star.
Then you wanted to go and start hitting people right away. When did you realize that the NFL was something that you could be really, really good at? When did that hit you throughout the
season? I really saying can't. Like, at first it was like, it was a couple days of me just getting back into football. Like, you know.
Because you didn't play for a year, right?
I didn't play for a year.
Right.
So I was just getting back into it. And like, I started like, you know, going upward. It's getting better. Like, finally feeling like myself again. Movement's feeling good. And then people, like teammates coming up, like, hey, man, you're killing it. Like, keep going. Like, you know what I'm saying? So then, you know, big Tyron Smith, Hall of Fame guy, coming to me, like, hey, like, if you do this, you'll be so much better. And LC did it. And, like, Dak did it. Zeke did it. So they're kind of giving me pointers. And, like.
What pointers were they giving you?
Like, it's like, you got to use your speed. So I was like, you know, because I never really, like, pass rush in college. And I didn't really, like, do it a lot coming in. But I knew I could do it, you know. And it was like, use your speed. You got to threaten them. Then you got to counter. Like, they just give me pointers on, like, the steps, just, like, where I should go, point of attack, things like that. And then when Coach Q, anytime it was pass rush, he'll call me down and do, like, two reps. Like, he kind of worked me in. Like, he'll have me go against the second stringers, like, second and third stringers the first day, whooped them up. Then he had me go against the second stringers. Whooped them up. And then he's like, hey, today's day. I'm going to put you against the big dogs. And they're in completely different groups, too. So I went over there to Big Tyron. I'm talking about, I was all nervous, too, because I was like, I ain't never going against someone as good as him before. And I'm talking about, he gripped me up a little bit, but I was fighting it. And you know what I'm saying? I was like, dang, like, I ain't really do my best because I was nervous. And then he put me against LC. LC had a little stab, like, you know, but those were just those pre-nerves that I had. And then, like, as I got used to going against him, I was just like, all right, just regular now.
Well, know? I have to follow up. Did you work them up too eventually?
I will never put that on TV. That's the last.
But the second stringers and third stringers, you just said you worked
for
them
sure
up.
I know I can win that every time.
They got roughed off.
Man, he'd be battling all the time in practice. And some days he'd be like, hey, you actually had a, like, a real good one right there. Like, that was a good move you had hit me with. And I was like, all right, cool.
Okay.
Good Tyron. So even the walkthroughs, he grabbed me up like I'm a little boy, and I'd be telling him, you got to stop that. So I don't even want to deal with that. I would never put that out there. I want to make it sure we're as cordial as possible.
Of course. These are your teammates, too. Yeah. You want to win championships with these folks. Yeah. Micah Parsons here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Pizza Hut. So, okay, what happened in the playoffs? What happened? Sorry, TJ, I had to ask that question. I just heard
I didn't mean to sigh out loud.
I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, what happened? What happened?
Bruh, like, it was the penalties. Like, they're like, I don't like to blame it on, like, defining moments because there were so many defining moments. Like, third down penalties. There's not handing the ball to the ref, whatever that is. And there was, like, the turnovers, the, like, I don't think, like, we came out to play championship football.
Well, why do you think that happened?
I wouldn't say it was a lack of preparation, but, like, in games like that, like, you know, playoff games, like, you look at this last playoffs, all the games came down to the wire. Every yard counted, and I just felt like we gave up too much free stuff, free money, like, in a game like that, they should have to work for every yard, every down, things like that.
Were you guys tight? Were you tight coming out? What do you think?
I could say you could definitely feel like the nerves. Like, it was a lot of pressure. Like, it was like, oh, now they're back. What can they do with it? There was definitely a lot of pressure, I feel. But, you know, I still don't like to make excuses. Like, you got to win that game. You know, so it's tough.
A tough way for your first season with a huge, huge burst onto the scene. To what do you owe Micah Parsons your ability to wreck a game? Like, where does that come from? What do you think?
I would just say the killer mindset. So I'm big into, like, motivational videos and stuff like that.
What do you mean?
Like, I love, like, learning. Like, I love, like, grasping knowledge of, like, how to train my mind to be a killer. So I watch, like, lion videos. I watch, you know, I watch, like, Mike Tyson videos, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Kobe, even military videos, like, because those are trained killers.
So you're watching videos of what, lions in the wild just mauling other animals? Is that what you're saying, that sort of thing?
Yeah, but I also listen to the words of how to, like, get into the mindset.
Hmm. Okay. And then you do that when? Night before game? Day before game? Throughout the whole week?
That's throughout the week, but my favorite video to listen to right before a game, I always listen to every game, is the Mike Tyson fear video.
Fear, where he's talking about putting fear in his opponent? Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. Like, it kind of goes like this. It's like, you know, as I'm, you know, preparing to go out, he talks about how he fears of being embarrassed. Like, he fears, like, to lose. And as, like, he's, like, coming out, like, he pierces his knuckles through his gloves, like, and as he's walking out, like, he's seeing it. And he's saying, like, the moment that my opponent, like, looks down. So, like I know that he's scared of me. And I, like, unleash on him, like, he's, like, telling you, like, all his emotions. I was like, damn, like, we all feel, like, embarrassed. We all fear, like, to lose, like, all those emotions. But when it's time, you got to be a killer. So then I started doing that. Like, I started looking at, like, quarterbacks in their eyes. Like, I'll just stare at them. And they look down. So I know, like, I feel like they're fearing me now. Like, just because of Mike Tyson, though.
So you stared at quarterbacks?
Yeah,
I stared at quarterbacks. Micah Parsons, you were staring
at everyone.
Like what you're doing to me right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just stare.
But I'm locking back, and you too. You know why? Because I have the killer instinct of a television host. Except, you know, I just, you know, I watch videos of other television hosts. You know, I haven't, you know, you've noticed I have not stopped right now.
Eye contact is really good.
Okay. Now it's awkward for me. I'll be very honest with you. Because you keep staring at me right now. And I'm beginning. Okay, there you go. There you go. Just look at my friend right there. I just won a staring contest with Micah Parsons live on the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm eating pizza.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay. So
what type of pizza are you eating?
What are you eating over there?
I'm eating the pepperoni and red pepper.
Hey.
Very spicy.
Is that the spicy?
Was there some slices missing?
Yeah, there was.
Was that you?
That was me.
So this is the spicy pizza lovers pizza. Ooh, correct? So
yeah.
And what is going on here in Los Angeles? There's going to be a tattoo artist is involved in this whole thing too.
Yeah.
Is something going on here?
Yeah.
All right. So you've got Pizza Hut, right? Nico Hurtado. Who's got? Oh, nobody's got ink here in the studio, right? Nobody has got ink here. TJ
and Del Tufo.
Okay, I didn't know that. So. Basically, what you need to do right now is the first to RSVP can win the chance to have one of the designs applied by Nico himself or one of his artists to match the boldness of one of these one-of-a-kind pizzas, huh? Is that what you got to do right now for Pizza Hut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're here with Pizza Hut. All right, give me a slice.
What you got over there?
Are you going to eat a spicy one?
No way. I'm not a spicy guy. That's why they put...
Oh, they got you a cheese.
What is that, wrong?
It's pretty soft.
Is it?
You were literally just talking about how you're being a killer, like you're a killer TV host.
And right,
you
like,
you go
over.
And say, right, I want to
bring one over.
You go and say, I want to.
Cheese.
This is not going to be good for me.
Yeah, son cheese. Eats cheese.
He's sunning you, Rich.
Come on now.
Okay.
Get in there.
All right, Micah, you want one too?
I'm not. Since you're not too much of a spicy guy.
I'm not a too much.
I won't give you the spicy challenge, but.
I'm terrible at this. Oh, God. All right. All right. I just lost the steering contact.
Like you just said, best dad ever. Your kids are washing.
And he is shaming you now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your head got real red real fast.
Oh, my God.
Yo. Yo, no. Yo. Oh, my God. We got a kid to the show. I just got here.
My man's about to blow up over there.
Wow.
Get him some water.
It is not that spicy.
What do you
I
need?
Do not. What are you talking
napkins?
About?
What do you got?
It's not that
you
spicy.
No, I need something to drink, Chris. Please.
Liz?
What I'm trying to be involved in the conversation.
Oh, my God. Whew. This is spicy. What is the matter with you? What are you talking about?
It is not that spicy. You got
I don't
stop.
Eat spicy food. I do not eat spicy food. Never. I never eat spicy food. Ever.
That's
ever.
Bad.
But that is, wow. That is something else.
It is woo! Not. I just want to let y'all know. It is not that spicy. Rich is up here.
What?
Acting
what?
Like
I am
was,
not.
We
I...
gave him a ghost pepper.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, God. Wow. All right. Now I feel better. So let's talk more about the Cowboys.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. You got a question for him, TJ? I know you do. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. He's a Penn State Nittany Lion.
You know,
he's just from Altoona.
Like you, a kid from Altoona, a kid from Harrisburg, you know, just sitting here in the Rich Eisen show in El Segundo. That's pretty amazing. So many questions. I guess I'll keep it football related position wise, bro. Like, where do you see yourself doing the most damage? Because we saw you at linebacker, obviously. Then they moved you to edge rush, and it was just like, wait a second, we've got something incredible on our hands here. So where do you feel most comfortable?
Yeah. Where do you like it?
Where do you want to line up? Or is it everywhere? Because I can see you, man, it seems like your confidence level, bro, if they put you in a quarterback, you're going to get that job done. They put you in a tight end, slot receiver.
Let him answer. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
I really like everywhere. So, you know, I just believe I need to line up with the best. Like, I want to be best on best. So, if we're at going against, like for instance, we're the Niners. We were going against Debo. I wanted that matchup with Debo every time. Wherever Debo went, that's where I wanted to go. Like, when we were lined up against the Minnesota, played linebacker. Wherever Cook went, that's where I wanted to go. Like, I wanted it to be best on best. Like,
you want
to
travel on the best of whoever's coming out of the backfield, too, yeah. Is what you're saying? Like, and running it and throwing and catching it?
And when we're playing against a team, like, because that's where my cover comes into place. Like, I cover well.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
And then when we're going against a Pat Mahomes, the AFC team, where they're not really going to run the ball as much as Cook, maybe not. They're not going to run 18, 20 times a game.
Right.
But they'll pass. So put me against your left tackle, your right tackle. Now pass rush.
Love it.
That's where you want to go.
Yeah, because that's the best way that I can impact the game.
You're hearing how people are talking about Aaron Donald now that he's won the Super Bowl and everything, and that he could be one of the best defensive players ever.
I think he is. Like, unarguably, like, I don't even think it's close.
So is that what you want to be talked about that way?
One yeah. Day? Like, I feel like there's only but so many players who could do it all like Donald. Like, Donald can line up anywhere
right.
On the line. Like, there's that one person, like, every 10 years. I think I got a chance to be that guy.
Okay. So next year, what's your goal next year? What do you got?
Be the best defensive player in the league.
Well, I mean numbers. You got numbers?
No.
None?
No.
You don't want to 20 sacks?
I don't want to set a bar.
Why?
Because bars are meant to be broken. Or, like, you set a bar, like, mm-hmm. You're like, I just want to reach that. Well, say if I set a bar for 20, I get 30.
Right. And you're psyched that Dan Quinn return?
Yeah, super excited.
What does he bring? What does he do?
He brings the juice. He actually brings, like, fighting videos to the defensive meeting rooms. You know how many times I watched Tyler Hearns this year?
That's what he did?
Yeah, he's like, you got to punt, you got to knock him out. Like he plays boxing videos for us to get hype. Like,
right.
Q got the juice, man. Like, Q, he's like a very, he just puts it in a way for you to want to play for him. Like, he don't treat you like, do this, X and O's. Like, mm-hmm. It's never like that with Q. He's like, you're either going to ball out or we'll find someone else to ball for
you. And like, you respond to that sort of thing.
Yeah, because it's like, he's giving you the opportunity and mm-hmm. The chance.
So what does Mike McCarthy say to you? What does the HC say to you?
Me and Coach Mike don't really talk. Like, mm-hmm. Like he's more of an offensive coach.
So you don't have you have more of a relationship with Quinn is what you're saying.
But me and Mike, when Coach Mike we talk, he kind of like we talk about like how I'm doing like off the field, like mentally, things like that, like you know what I see out there. But it's never like, you know, Q's like my hand to hand, and same with George.
And so the stuff off the field, he's talking about what, like life in general. You're saying to make sure that everything's Because I imagine, again, that's got to be a big jump for you to go from no football, like college, no football, then the NFL, but your head was screwed on straight the whole, pretty much all year long.
Doesn't change. Mindset never changes. I take the same mindset to everything in life. Killer.
Thanks for coming on here, Micah Parsons. Really appreciate it.
Anything, I really enjoy this type of stuff.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, we can hop on. It's my turn to be a TV host because I'm actually thinking about doing TV.
Do you want to take this chair and I take that chair for a second?
Yeah, can I? Yeah,
sure.
This is excellent. This is great.
Like, I think like I actually want to start my own podcast.
First things first.
Stay in the microphone.
First things first, you got to talk into a microphone. Okay, I've like, never really taken the... Okay.
This is pretty cool. You got some things going up here, like... Welcome to the Micah Parsons Show.
You
got
to talk into the microphone. There you go.
Welcome to the Micah Parsons Show, where we'll talk about, you know, let's talk about life, you know?
Sure, Micah, what's on your mind?
Rich, where'd you come from?
I'm from originally from New York City, Staten Island, New York. That's where I'm from. The East Coast is where I'm from. Where are you from?
Harrisburg, PA.
Is that the East Coast?
East Coast. You right up the road about 3 hours, three and a half.
You know.
You're a little further. I'd say like 4 or 5.
Okay, so you consider yourself East Coast, not Eastern time zone.
Yeah, I'm East Coast.
Here's my problem is I'm now interviewing you still, so my bad. I'm a control freak. That's what a good host is, a control freak. Where you can't, you know, take your hands off the steering wheel. So I'll do that now. So go ahead. What else?
Okay. What college did you go to?
University of Michigan.
And we're off the rails.
Yeah, I was about to kick him off my show. Okay, so.
I guess that'll wrap it up.
I was having this conversation, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a dreamer.
Okay.
And I think we all should have dreams and we should all chase dreams. But I always say you only can have one dream at a time, but you reach goals within the dream because the dream starts at the beginning. So someone had asked me, they was like, what was the most thing you accomplished this year? And I was like, okay, the most accomplished thing I ever did was getting drafted. They was like, really? They was like, why? And I was like, because that was my dream. Like, I wanted to always get drafted to the NFL. Like, I was like, you don't pitcher winning defensive rookie of the year. Like, you don't pitcher winning defensive player of the year. Like you dream of getting drafted, making it to the NFL. Like, that's what it's all about. But within that dream, it just expanded, and those were, like, goals I accomplished. So, what are your dreams?
My dreams is to get back in that chair. My dreams is to, I don't know. I'm kind of living it every day, to be very honest with you.
So your dream was to have your own show?
I've always dreamt that. I've dreamt about talking about sports for a living and being a dad, and I literally live my dream every day. But if I had any dreams, is to, you know, keep expanding this show, stay with my career as long as possible. Like, that's the sort of thing I could do.
Where in L.A. do you reside? Like,
what? I mean, you want me to give my address out on the air?
No, area.
I mean, I live in the. I don't want to answer that question. I don't like being in this chair.
Yeah, it's tough.
This chair is tough.
It's tough.
So it's lower than the host chair.
Yeah.
So you just think you're bigger because you look down on us.
No, I don't look down on anybody.
I'm looking down right now. Like.
Well, it's because you're a much larger man than me.
Big man.
I mean, it's impressive. Do you like doing this sort of thing? You should do your own podcast. You want to do your own podcast?
Yeah, I'm building something up so far. It's not something I can do right now because I got a million things to worry about.
Sure. Like what? What are you doing right now? You're just being a dad and you're getting ready for the season, right?
Well, I'm eating pizza.
Which means he has to work out.
You eat that. Later. You tell me that's not spicy. Come on now.
I just had something to bet.
Okay, good. There you go.
But should we play What's More Likely with Micah Parsons?
Let's take. Should we take a break?
Let's
come
take
back
a
and
break.
Do,
come oh, back. We'll play.
You got,
What's
you
more
got
likely.
One more segment?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna. I'm sorry. I'm in the guest chair. You stay there. We're gonna come back and what? Explain to him what's more likely.
All right. So, Mike, it's very simple. I throw out two topics and I ask you what's more likely. But it's like first take. You got a split screen and have an opinion. Dance around. Don't take both sides.
I won't take both sides.
All right.
Okay, there you go. So we're coming back on the Rich Eisen Show with Micah Parsons. I'm in the guest chair. He's in the host chair. And what's more likely?
Let's go.
I didn't think this was likely at all, I'll be honest with you. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Micah Parsons.
And welcome back to the Micah Parsons Show, where we are playing More Likely. There's more things to know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I was only supposed to be here for one segment. I'm giving you guys two because
you're an overachiever, Mike.
It's just too important to me for these questions to go unanswered.
Okay, very good. So, Micah Parsons sticking around for another segment.
I'm
in the guest chair. Micah, you're in the host chair. You look good in the host chair, by the way. I got to tell you.
I got a nice glow. Your lighting is better, too.
Thank you, sir.
The lighting is amazing. The lighting over there is amazing.
Yo, there should be some changes around here. Can you get a bigger desk?
But I kind of like it back here, Mike.
Tell him why you have the velvet rope.
Tell him about the rope.
Tell him about the rope.
Perfect person for me to explain why this rope is here, right? Dallas Cowboy fan my whole life. As you know, people love to trash talk the Cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm.
It got to a point where, because now I'm on the show and I hold up this sign every week, win, lose, or draw, I got people coming at me. I can't fight everybody, Mike. I got other things to do. So I devised a tier system, right? I devised a tier system about who I would argue
right
football
there on
with.
The screen.
So if you're a fan of, like, Chris Brockman, he's a Patriot fan. If he wants to talk trash, open up the rope, I'll let him come in the club, we'll sip on something, and we'll talk football. But, like, Carolina Panthers fans who want to, like, talk trash to me, they've never been in the club. I mean, they never in the Super Bowl. That means they can't get into the club. I'm not going to waste my time arguing. I had to devise a system.
But at least they've been in the Super Bowl. If you've never been in the Super Bowl, just stay at home.
Super Bowl, stay at home. Don't get showered on Friday night. That fit you picked out. Yeah. That fit that you picked out that you looked all good in, return it. Get your money back. Stay home and peacock and chill. You don't get in the club if you've got no Super Bowl appearance.
I respect that.
My man. I knew you would.
I respect that.
Two East Coast kids, that right,
is,
Micah Parsons?
That is such a respectable answer.
Two East, Altoona and Harrisburg, stand up. That's what I'm saying.
All right,
Micah, you ready?
Yep.
All right, hit the music. Let's go. What's more likely,
ladies
guys,
and gentlemen? Well, like, there's a drop.
I know
for
we
it.
Have animation. That's what I said. Well, hit the music.
Hit the music. Hit the music.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
There we go. That's the open for it, Micah.
All right, Micah, we're going to start out with some NBA. What's more likely? Association back last night. Full slate tonight. Suns. What's more likely? The Suns run away with it in the West They're up 6 right now. Or the Warriors come back and chase them down and get the 1 seed.
The Warriors.
Why is that?
Man, Steph Curry's a lion.
Okay.
He's, man, and now the Clay back, he's getting back into his rhythm.
Right.
And I really believe in Clay. Derek. I thought he should have been an NBA top 75. That is a...
Yeah, he got left out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he should have been in it.
So,
sure.
I don't know. I mean, the Suns...
Chris Paul's going to be out 2 months.
Yeah. I know.
Chris Paul's out 2 months.
So, it's more likely that the Warriors are the 1 seed than the Suns stay in it. That's what yeah. you're saying. I don't know about that.
Come back.
And I think the Warriors, and I said before the season yeah. that the Warriors were going to win it all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think 6 games is a hell of a lot. It's too many to go. So, I'll go with the Suns for what's more likely. Just to debate.
Make sure we save all these. Yes, so that way I might come back on the show in like a couple words.
Might? No, you have to.
I think next time you're in L.A. Okay. I think you should. Micah, do you have an NBA team? Do you have a favorite NBA team?
Warriors.
Okay.
You're a Warriors guy?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, TJ, Cowboy fan, likes the Philadelphia 76ers. James Harden makes his Sixers debut tonight in Minnesota. What's more likely? Harden. 30-10 tonight, Sixers win, or Minnesota gets them, Philly loses.
On the Harden 30-10.
That's my guy right there.
Because I think Harden, he's at a prove it stage right now. You know, he's been battling injuries and stuff like that. Said he wanted to be a 76er because he wanted to win a championship. Well, your debut's the time to show it, baby.
This is my guy right here, man.
How many times is Harden going to be in this position, though? He's had to prove it in the Nets, and he had to prove it for the Rockets. He had to prove it everywhere else.
He did prove it at the Rockets.
Yeah, I'm thinking he did.
He ain't had no help. Come
on. How many times?
He had Chris Paul.
Oh, my God.
Russell Westbrook?
Only Chris Paul?
Russell Westbrook? Come on now.
Hello. You see what's going on in L.A.?
Yeah, we see.
I don't know. I'll take the Timberwolves. I'll take the Timberwolves winning tonight.
All right, speaking of the way.
Are you just going to go opposite of me?
No, I'm not going to do that. That's, by the way, that which makes for good TV for you as a host. You probably want that anyway. But how about what? Karl Anthony Towns can't finish up his 3-point championship with a W tonight? And by the way, Anthony Edwards is one of the best in the league. D. Russell?
Embiid has a stranglehold over Cat.
Let's see how it works. Let's see how it works. Let's see how it works.
Check your work. All right, one more NBA, and then we're going to go to the NFL. One more NBA, guys.
Fantastic.
You mentioned the Lakers. Clippers, Lakers play tonight, right? Who's more likely to go on a run and get out of the play-in tournament? Who's more likely to get in the top 6, Clippers or Lakers?
Lakers.
Why?
I just believe LeBron, he's got to make it this year. Just for his legacy. He got to.
I'll go with the Clippers. I think the Clippers are a better team, and I think they're a better coach team, and I like them. I like them a lot. I like Reggie Jackson. I like what Ty Lue's doing.
Sometimes talent beats coaching. Can't teach talent.
Okay.
All right, let's go to some NFL topics, guys. Who's calling games? Hot topic this week. Troy Aikman's going to ESPN. Fox has a big hole. Amazon's trying to fill. So what's more likely, Tom Brady unretires and plays in 2022, or he joins Fox or Amazon in the booth?
Joins Fox or Amazon.
You think so? You think he's done?
Yeah.
You really think he's done?
Yeah. Done, done.
Done, done. Inside information? You want to spill some?
No, I just feel like his career is definitely legendary. Greatest quarterback of all time, but I mean... 44, 46?
He's 44.
44?
Yeah.
I think at that stage, it is time to, like, you know, really think about being the best dad ever.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take him playing in 2022.
Yeah, Rich.
That's all I'm going to do. Because I don't see him calling games at all. Look at him. I'm getting in his... Am I getting in his grill right now?
A little bit.
Am I getting in his grill
right
now? No
eye contact, I'm noticing.
Not getting in his grill?
So what does this actually mean to you?
Best dad ever. The best dad ever? That's an important...
So Tom Brady can't be the best dad ever?
No, he can be the best dad ever.
So why can't he spend a year being the best dad ever? He spent 22 years being the best football player ever. Let him go be the best dad ever, Rich.
He's got a point, Rich.
He's got a point.
What's the last one over
there?
All
right, last one. All right.
Not saying Tom Brady hasn't been a great dad.
I was about to say.
But he wants to be
the best dad ever. Got
to
be there. Yeah.
There's levels to this.
Here's where we're going to make some news. Here's where we're going to make some headlines. What's more likely? everything is actually cool with the Cardinals and Kyler Murray, or he's somewhere else in 2 years.
Everything's cool with the Cardinals and Kyler Murray.
You saying that just because you don't want to get in any, you don't want to step into this fray as the reigning like defensive rookie of the year? You don't want any, no. You don't want any piece of this?
Micah, no. Let me step in. That's not our fight.
When you are hosting your own show, you have to answer questions like this.
Okay. Micah, that's not our fight.
And I'm going to tell you this. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not. He's not Micah Parsons, the football player. Okay. He's the host of the Micah Parsons show right now.
The Micah Parsons Josh project. Rosen. Was it four or five?
It was four years ago. Yeah,
4 years ago they drafted Josh Rosen.
Yeah,
they didn't draft Kyler Murray at number one.
Yeah,
Kyler Murray has proven himself to be a Pro Bowl caliber top quarterback in the NFL, and he's young. There's no way in their right minds that the Cardinals ain't gonna figure out for him to stay. They can't take another quarterback. You can't find another Kyler Murray nowhere in the league. Kyler Murray is not going nowhere. They would never allow that. Ever.
I agree with Micah Parsons on that front.
You think we need one more?
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
Okay, one more.
Or bonus, what's more likely?
I have a question, too.
Okay. Bonus, okay, what's more likely? That you, Micah Parsons, breaks the single-season sack record, or Cowboys win the Super Bowl in 2022?
Yeah.
Cowboys Super Bowl.
Let's go. Can you dig
it? Mikey, right?
Can you dig it?
Right.
Is he looking at me right now? Is he looking at me right now?
I can't see. He is staring you down.
I'm going to call Micah Parsons breaks his sack record.
Wow. The audacity. The audacity.
It's cool because they're both more likely. That is a...
Okay. The answer is both? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay.
It could be all in one.
See? Yeah.
There's a option C, Micah.
Option C.
Yeah.
Hey.
You got one?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Because, you know, this has been bothering me, and I've been seeing a lot of people talk about who's the fastest man.
Yeah.
And I want to answer from you, like, who's more likely, me catch the cheetah or the cheetah catching me?
In what, in a foot race?
Foot race, football.
So what's more likely, that you can run down the cheetah or the cheetah runs away from you?
Yeah.
He's staring right at you, man. Answer this correctly.
Come on, Micah. Come on. Really? Really? You're faster than Tyreek Hill is what you're saying to me.
First of all.
Yeah. Come on.
This is football. This is football.
I understand.
We're talking about running down. So there's angles, there's pursuits.
Okay. Okay. I'll take you. I'll take you tracking down a cheetah. Who would you take?
I'm taking me too.
Of course.
Not a question.
So tell me the Cowboys play the Chiefs next year.
No, we played them this year.
Oh, you played them this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what happened?
Rich, come on now.
Oh.
Did it happen?
I didn't.
You didn't have an opportunity to do it. Okay. That's right. Okay. Do they play next year again or no? They don't play again?
No.
Oh, damn.
We play a new division.
Would you want to do that if I invited you to do it for charity, if you're here in Los Angeles? You want to do it?
I wouldn't race him head up again.
No?
Nope, not head up. But I might, you know, I could
on the field.
Run a route.
Okay.
And he could cover me.
I like it.
You love it.
Well, like I said, he I think this man believes he can do anything, and I'm not going to tell him
he
can't.
I want to run a route.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Tyreek Hill to cover me.
Do you want to play offense? Would you do that?
Yeah.
Have you suggested this to Mike McCarthy?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
They obviously don't see the vision I see.
Rich, I believe Micah could kick field goals and extra points. They just don't want to put him out there.
Y'all are making me go on the borderline of things I can't answer or don't want to speak about.
Yeah. Welcome to the Micah Parsons Show.
You know, I think it's better. It's the Micah Parsons Project.
Micah Parsons Project. All right, Micah, thank you for coming on.
I
appreciate that. I really appreciate it.
Shout out to Peacock.
Yeah, no doubt.
Friend,
yeah.
You know, are you leaving in?
Are you signing
the
off?
Rich and Micah Show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rich.
Thank you.
For allowing me to collab on this luxurious day. Always remember, guys, stay hungry and while you're hungry, eat the pizza.
Yeah, buddy.
Courtesy of Pizza Hut, everybody. Thank you for bringing Micah Parsons here. Thank you, Micah, for coming on the program.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back here on the program, Callaway Chrome Soft. Our friend Micah Parsons was just rolling some on TJ's practice screen moments ago as he's leaving here. Callaway's Chrome Soft golf ball, not just the best tour ball, it's making everybody better. Not just the best players ever, it's made everyone better. Men, women, champion golfers, first-time major winners, business golfers, hackers like me. I use the regular Chrome Soft designed for the widest range of golfers who want better feel, more distance, incredible forgiveness. If you want great spin consistency and tour level short game control, there's the Chrome Soft X. The Chrome Soft XLS gives you lower spin on the golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, still with some high spin around the greens if you need it. Precision technology. Every single Chrome Soft is enhanced by it. That means design techniques and manufacturing specifications up to 1/1000th of an inch, which ensures these golf balls are the highest quality, most consistent on the market, and fast, too. When you add it all up, it's so simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best and better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. How great was that, gents?
Amazing.
Wow.
That was fun.
That was awesome.
He's so funny. What a live one.
Talk about a guy that you almost have to like.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
It's so likable, right? Like,
yep.
Whether you like the Cowboys or not, throw that all out. It's just like, that's a likable cat.
Oh, my God, yeah.
No.
Same thing with Mike McDaniel in hour one. We like, and Bear Grylls, delightful. All delightful. Our guests today, delightful.
Normally,
you know, we mix an a-hole in, you know? Is that wrong to say?
Is that me on the show?
No, I mean, that was just a joke.
Am I the joke?
That's just a joke. It's a joke.
That was great.
I mean, as a host, you better get used to people disagreeing with you.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah!
I mean, come on now.
Gotta be quick.
I disagree. By the way,
gotta be quick.
I disagreed with all of that. With everything he said, I couldn't disagree more. And I don't think the Warriors are winning the championship. I think they're going to win it from the 2 seed. I like the Clippers to come out of the play-in game as opposed to the Lakers. I think that what's more likely tonight is the Timberwolves win as opposed to Harden going 30-10 in his debut.
Ooh, never know.
Oh, he's definitely.
Personally, I think it's the Sixers win, but he doesn't go 30-10. You gave me two choices. I chose the one of the Timberwolves winning.
Two choices.
And I think it's more than likely than not that he breaks a sack record than the Cowboys win the Super Bowl next year.
How dare you?
I think you're right.
I said that to his face, did I not?
You did, but like you didn't mean it.
I also measured his wingspan and how far away I was from him.
You were smart.
He thinks he can beat the cheetah in a race.
But you said he didn't say in a race.
Well,
he's talking about on football field.
Catch him.
It's like I said, Chris, during my first question. That guy believes he can do anything, yes, and I'm not going to be the one to tell him he can't.
And I realized when I said to him, you know, please tell me that the Chiefs play the Cowboys next year, and you're like, that actually happened this year. And then I said, what happened this year? He gave me this look like, I didn't mean to troll on him that, hey, the Chiefs beat you. I meant to say, what happened in the game? Did you ever have an opportunity is what I meant.
It was 19-9, and, you know.
No, I remember that. It didn't work out. Is that one of the Zerline missed games?
He missed one in that game, too. But we lost by 10, so, you know.
He wants to play on offense.
Yes. He could do it all.
You telling me that guy couldn't be Deebo Samuel?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a big boy.
You don't need him to be your Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I mean, we have other more pressing matters, but like I said.
No, he is making the right amount of impact just where he is. Yeah. But maybe like five plays a game.
Oh, I think he wants to catch a pass. I don't think you want to have him stick his nose in between the tackles with the football.
On the goal line, maybe.
Mm. I mean, we got somebody for that.
Yeah, I mean, you got Ezekiel Elliott, right?
You have Troy Pollard.
By the way, that little dangly thing that hangs in the back of your throat, one of these peppers just hit that right
dude,
now?
Dude, I'm telling you.
That was great. I had a slice.
My lips are still, like, singed from it.
I'll eat a whole hot.
I knew it was real thing. Because Rich's face instantaneously turned red. And I was like, oh, this is no joke.
Guys, I told you. I'm not built for spice. I'm not. I'm
you're
just
built for
not.
Speed. I get it.
I am built for speed. Not just not spice. Did Zach Publicist of the Stars respond to you at all?
No, he just said that Micah was gold.
Oh, well, he is.
Actually, he wrote effing Parsons is gold.
That's my guy. TMG. That's my guy.
He's basking in the glow of the Super Bowl win of his Los Angeles Rams.
And again,
he's
Rich,
one of those true ones. He's one of those legit LA guys who is excited about the Rams winning.
Rams
he is an actual Rams fan. He was in Atlanta for the loss.
And again, Rich, another person who agrees with the tier system, like the Velvet Rope. Tell them.
Micah Parsons,
I
respect
that. Shut down by everybody, and everybody
loves
him. He did
look good in the host chair, didn't he?
You know, I like TJ's like thing because I agree with that, TJ. I'm with you on that 100%.
I also disagree that my lighting's better than your lighting.
Oh, your lighting is great, Rich.
No, your lighting is phenomenal.
Every morning I come to do your mic check. If you happen to step in the back, like my beard, the glow on my beard from your lights, it's amazing.
My head looks so tan and my eyes so blue sitting in that chair.
It looked like Brockman looked like a different person.
Not so much over here.
Parsons said you looked like a famous actor walking out the door. Did we identify which one he meant?
No. He was like, it's going to come to me. Then I'll know it.
We threw Kelly O'Coin, the actor who plays Dollar Bill. Yeah.
And Rob Corddry.
Rob Corddry. Him.
Yeah. You know who I get? You know Matthew Rhys, the guy who was in The Americans?
Yes, you get that.
I get him without the hair.
You know, Kelly O'Coin was in The Americans as well.
Yeah.
Famous bald actors.
He's Googling famous bald
actors. Woody
Harrelson
and Bruce Willis. Like, you know, it's all the same.
But you don't look like Bruce Willis, though.
I mean.
No, with the bald.
He's bald. Yeah, you're in the Brotherhood together.
You're like, who would play you in the movie?
I mean, I'm sorry, you got curb stomped on the big ass grab bag.
Hey, you know, and
but you had Micah Parsons for an extra segment.
Perfectly acceptable to get supersized for LB 11.
Oh, someone just told us that Micah was a 4 or 5 star running back in high school.
Yeah, he was.
Imagine trying to tackle that guy.
Chris, imagine trying to tackle him when you're 16 because he was probably the same size.
50-pound sophomore trying to tackle Michael Parsons.
It ain't happening.
It's a done deal.
Get out of here.
No, Rich, this has been a great 2 or 3 weeks for me on this show. Yeah. I need to say, man, TJ, you know, TJ's this has month. Been amazing.
Guess what? There's another one to next week, too.
And after that, God willing.
Correct. Correct. That'll wrap it up for this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. We'll chat on Monday.